You couldn't make it up. English news on March the 31st. In 2018, London's new Crossrail train line will open, linking 37 stations from Paddington in the west to Plumstead in the east. Building this major new transport link is a massive undertaking, costing £15 billion for the 73-mile route. The work to bury the line near the Barbican in central London has unearthed some very important historical remains of another out-of-the-ordinary undertaking 660 years ago. As many as 6 in 10 of the people living in London then died during the Black Death plague epidemic and were buried in mass graves. Engineers building the Crossrail link have discovered 25 bodies that have been dated to the Black Death years of 1348 to 50. 4 of the bodies that have been examined have shown evidence of Yersinia pestis, the bacterium that causes bubonic plague infection. Subsequent investigations of the surrounding ground under Charterhouse Square have revealed signs of many more graves. Archaeologists believe this is the mass grave site historians of the time have known about, but whose location has not, until now, been pinpointed. It seems the grave site was reopened and used again when the Black Death struck a second time in the 1430s. The bodies also tell of the harsh life in medieval London, further confirmation that life back then was nasty, brutish and short. There were signs of malnutrition, vitamin deficiency and hard physical labour. It's now believed that the poor general health of people made them very susceptible to catching the plague and much less able to recover. The bodies also tell us that some things never change. Forensic examination of the skeletons shows that nearly half of the people grew up outside London, some as far away as Scotland. So, even 700 years ago, London was a magnet for people from far and wide. Don't say, those were the days. Do say, London Pride Nationwide. That's all for now. Bye.